This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's now time for your roundup of all things accessible with Something for the Weekend. This week, Grammy-nominated Terry Swims is back with a brand new album. Channing Tatum plays the villain in psychological thriller Blink Twice. And Renee Rosen's latest novel tells the tale of the world's most famous doll. First up, released last year in the US, Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut Blink Twice is a chilling psychological thriller. When tech billionaire Slater King meets cocktail waitress Frida at his fundraising gala, he invites her and her friend Jess to join him and his friends for a dream vacation on a private island. Wild nights soon blend into sun-soaked days, but when strange things start to happen, Frida must uncover the truth if she hopes to make it out alive.
So, everybody's dead.
How about we start at the beginning?
We're going to my island for a few days.
Do you guys want to come?
This is crazy.
Did we just jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
No, he's not a stranger.
He's Slater King.
Everybody say, making memories! Making
memories! You having a good time?
We're having a great time.
We're drinking champagne, and we're eating amazing food.
Legendary parties with Slater King.
Not what I thought it was gonna be.
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
What do you mean?
Bumps, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm having a great time here. But I also have this feeling that I'm, like, not.
There's something weird going on here.
Everybody's smiling and laughing.
Can't you feel me?
There's something wrong.
Keep your eyes peeled for Blink Twice, available to stream on Amazon Prime. Over on Paramount Plus, a stylish new adaptation of a Scandinavian bestseller has just landed. The Crow Girl follows DCI Jeanette Kilburn and psychotherapist Dr. Sophia as they rush to hunt down a child serial killer before they have the chance to strike again. Bodies of unidentified young men show up around Bristol, beaten and full of anaesthetic lidocaine. With the killer inching ever closer to home, can Jeanette and the team untangle a web of secrets and solve this mystery?
Find another dead body. Thoughts?
I'm thinking them.
Somebody has left a body in a public place. They want him found. I want to know why.
They're talking to us.
What is he saying? They're coming to arrest me.
Is it a serial killer?
Jojo, this is Dr. Craven. She's a colleague. She's assessing someone, and we want to know if they did it or not.
Interesting.
There are people that can make children disappear just like...
Is he capable of murder? Oh, we all are. Just can't tell you if he's guilty of your murders.
It might not even be connected.
How can it not be connected? Tread carefully, Jeanette. We need to think about what we can solve and how. There's something awful underneath all this.
The Crow Girl, available exclusively on Paramount Plus. Over on the bookshelves, the year is 1956, and the only dolls on the market for little girls are babies. They only allow children to pretend to be carers. Until Ruth Handler walks into the boardroom of the toy company she co-founded and pitches her idea for a doll unlike any other. Ruth's vision for a doll shaped like a grown woman and outfitted in an enviable wardrobe will let them dream they can be anything. Ruth assembles a team of creative rebels, and in the decades to come, through soaring heights and devastating personal lows, public scandals and private tensions, each of them will have to decide how tightly to hold on to their creation. Because Barbie has never been just a doll, she's a legacy.
When everyone's ready, Ruth takes charge of the meeting. Topping her agenda is Mattel entering the doll market. They've wanted in on this lucrative piece of the business for ages, but haven't seen a clear path forward. Until now. She's got the answer, and it's going to turn the doll world on its proverbial head. We all agree that there's a glut of baby dolls on the shelves right now. The last thing anyone needs is another doll that blinks or cries or wets itself. Ruth speaks at a measured pace to keep from jumping right in. She feels like a racehorse waiting for the starter bell. What we need is this. She ceremoniously places the box on the table, lifts the lid, and removes the plastic doll inside. Gentlemen, meet Build Lily.
Let's Call Her Barbie, written by Renee Rosen, is available on Audible and Kindle. Following the massive success of Part 1, I've tried Everything But Therapy Part 2 as the new album from Teddy Swims, an Atlanta-born vocal powerhouse who swiftly rose to the forefront of the music scene in 2024. Effortlessly blending R&B, soul and pop, Teddy Swims has captivated listeners with his raw emotion. Released through Atlantic Records, I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2 is out today. Got you crying on my shoulder, and I know better than to listen. Over on the big screen, Lazio Toth is a Hungarian-born Jewish visionary architect. Surviving the Holocaust, he and his wife flee Europe in 1947 to rebuild their lives and legacy. They witness the birth of the modern United States and at first struggle to achieve the American dream until one wealthy client comes along and changes their lives.
These are yours, yes?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Tell me, why is an accomplished foreign architect shoveling coal here in Philadelphia?
I'm afraid it is not so simple. There was a war on, and yet many of the sites of my projects had survived. My buildings were devised to endure such erosion of shoreline.
I brought you all out here to join me in looking forward toward the future.
What do you think?
It's unusual, even for you.
Your English is impressive. Perhaps you can help your husband sound less like he shines shoes for a wage.
They do not want us here.
Who do you mean?
The people here. They do not want us here.
Promise you won't drive him back.
I promise.
From the A24 studios, the multi-award-winning film The Brutalist, starring Adrien Brody, is out today in cinemas across the UK. Now, that's it for this week's roundup. Let us know if you've checked out any of this week's or previous week's recommendations. Just email radio@rnib.org.uk or tweet us at @rnibradio or find us on Facebook as RNIB Connect Radio. Take care and have a great weekend.